With me are Amanda and John Ryman and their little boy, Lockie. Amanda, I believe you are on a special committee.
Yes, I'm on a committee for the Gawler Primary School to help organise an event for their 140th birthday anniversary this year.
That sounds exciting. Is it just going to be over one day?
Yes, it's going to be on the 19th of October, and we're going to go from 4 till about 6:30. We're going to have some displays. Hopefully we're going to have a fashion parade with some examples of uniforms over the years, and we're going to have the Gawler History team and the Heritage Museum in to do some photo displays as well of previous students throughout the last 140 years.
Oh, wow. So there won't be anybody there from 140 years ago, but it will be interesting to see who the oldest old student is who turns up. Now, John, I believe you actually went to Gawler Primary.
Yes, I attended there from 1985 to 1992, as well as my mum and my children as well. So
that makes three generations of people who have in your family who have attended Gawler Primary. Are you aware of anyone who can equal or beat this record?
Look, I'm sure there is, but none to my knowledge.
All right, and this is what we're sort of on a quest to find. Is that right, Amanda?
Yeah, we're hoping to find any other families that may be, you know, three generations or more.
It's quite possible that there could be four generations. But seeing as how the school's been there for 140 years, that's an awful long time. Do you know if that big stone building, is that the original building?
It was the original building on the site, I believe. I believe the school was originally elsewhere before that, while they were building that.
I see. So they had a school somewhere else, but that was the one that was purpose-built. I have been in that building. It's a pretty strong building, I would think.
Yes, well, they use it now. We've got a new building on the school that houses eight classrooms, but the heritage building is now used for science, Japanese, computing. We have an OSH room in there, and we have our library.
Yes. Yeah, it's a very it's a wonderful heritage building. I don't know. I suppose it costs a lot of money to upkeep.
I know that we've been spending a bit of money on pigeon eradication, and we've had some of the cracks in the outside walls have been repaired. So I'm not sure how much it does cost to maintain it, but it's still looking pretty good for its age.
Yes, I think it's a wonderful building, and it certainly is worthwhile doing everything you can to preserve it. Do you have any memories of your time at Gawler Primary that you care to share?
plenty of memories, mainly of playing outside around that old building. When I was there, there were a lot of portable buildings on the northern side. That I remember, with sand pit and stuff like that. So it's a bit strange to go there with my sons and see that those buildings aren't there anymore. So
yes, it's progress, isn't it? Do you think it's better or worse?
just different, just, not necessarily.
Just different, not necessarily better or worse. You didn't go to Gawler Primary. Where did you go to primary school?
I went to Evanston Primary School. So my family's been in Gawler for 27 years now. But I did used to go to Gawler Primary for air cadets.
Air cadets? What are air cadets?
So that's like an air youth program where you would come dressed in your uniform, and we learnt a lot about like Air Force and stuff like that.
Oh, that's amazing. I haven't heard of air cadets before.
They do have an air cadets out at Williston, I believe, next to the football oval up there. But I don't hear much of it these days. I think it sort of died out a bit.
It sounds very exciting for a young kid to be part of something called air cadets. Did you get to go up in planes or anything like that?
No, we didn't get to go up in planes. I took an interest with it with the two brothers and a sister because my dad was in the Air Force. And so he would come in and do a little bit for air cadets as well. So, but we were taught to shine our shoes and they were nice and black. And and we did some marching drills and we were also in parades like... Yes.
You've been very, very good. You have been very, very good. Did you want to tell us something? He's playing his game and he's gone shy now because he doesn't really know me. You're being a good boy, Lockie. You're doing fine. Air cadets, yes. I think that is a great thing. And that actually happened through the Gawler Primary School. You said earlier that it would be good if you could find some more families who have had generations at the primary school. If there are such families around, who would they get in touch with, Amanda?
They can either get in touch with Margaret at the Gawler Heritage Museum in Gawler, mm-hmm. or they could also get in touch with David Pitt at the Gawler Primary School. I'm also quite happy if they wanted to contact myself, mm-hmm. which I can make an email address or something available for people to get in touch with us. We'd just like to be able to have those people come and be guests at this night.
Yes, that would be great. I mean, it would be great if all generations could turn up mm-hmm. together. If they can't, could they send photos?
Oh, yes. We're also hoping, you know, the Gawler Heritage Museum are always looking for photos of Gawler Primary School. So any families that do have some of those, bring them in and then they can get copies of them and have them on their records too.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful event. Even if you're not a multi-generational family of Gawler ex-primary school people, just to come along and meet up with old mates and, you know, nostalgia and talk about the time when they had sandpits by the transportables and the fun you had doing that and any other naughty things that have happened that we shouldn't talk about but inevitably do. Well, thank you so much for being here today and helping us with this project, and I wish you all the best with it, Amanda, you and your committee.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, John, for sharing your experiences.
Thanks for having me here.